Hello, hello. I'm so excited this morning. I could not wait to do a help me tip. I got an inbox from a woman that shared with me, I was going to leave my husband tonight. She literally was going to leave her husband, had already decided she was going to tell him she was moving out. She saw the broadcast, inboxed, and said, because of the broadcast, because of what I heard from you and from your husband, I'm going to pray. I'm going to get your book. I'm going to stick this out. I'm going to stay with my husband. If you are married, if you plan to be married, and you know how much work it is to stay married, especially now, Satan is after all marriages. He is after our families. He is after the kingdom family. He is after the chosen individuals that God is using in this hour. And I have to get excited even when one marriage is saved, but I'm not stopping at one. We've had numerous testimonies of reconciliation, and we are believing God for more and more reconciliation. So today's help me tip is, when God says stay, we must obey. When God says to stay in a relationship, it's not about how we feel. Let me tell you, I was confused in thinking that if I wasn't happy, I shouldn't have to deal with it. If I wasn't happy, it couldn't be God. If this thing didn't work out the way my neighbor said it, the way people in the church said it should, the way my friend said it should, then I shouldn't have to do it. But God told me differently. He wanted me to look in His Word. He wanted me to understand that I was just judgmental, that I wasn't forgiving, that I was not loving the way He wanted me to love, that I was giving up before I really dug into the Holy Spirit, before I really dug into the Word, before I really understood what my husband needed. I'm not saying he was right in the things that he was doing. He's admitted openly. He's repented. God has forgiven him. But let me tell you, there were things that I could do and there were things I did do. Please share this broadcast. It's so important for people to know. If God says to stay, I'm begging you, I'm asking you, get my book, get on a webinar, get some counseling, get some healing, get good godly counsel. But if you know that you heard God, when I was praying, I would hear God say, my perfect will for you is to stay with Him. And I'm like, God, this can't be right. This can't be. It hurts too much. I was tired. Someone asked me last night, did I want to leave? I wanted to leave day in and day out. I didn't want to stay. I didn't want to feel abused. I didn't want to be embarrassed. I didn't want to deal with what I was dealing with. I didn't want to deal with his lust and perversion. I didn't want to deal with his drug addiction. I didn't want to deal with how people were looking at me, talking about me. But God said, I want you to stay. Let me give you some strategies. Let me give you some healing. I will show you what to do. And I stood and I said, God, if you're going to ask me to stay, you got to give me the strength. You got to tell me what to do to have your perfect will. Because I know you see something that I don't see. And I've given you help me tips that He has given me. I've written a book, Help for the Help Me. I've put in prayers and strategies and declarations, all of the information that Holy Spirit downloaded into me. And I didn't believe it at first. I wasn't sure, but I knew I had to obey. To obey is better than sacrifice. And I knew that every time I prayed, although I had never heard of anyone doing what I did, I'm not saying I'm the only one. What I'm saying is I never heard of anyone doing what I did. I didn't know who to talk to. So God said, come to me. And every time I prayed, He said to stay. Every time I closed my eyes, every time I started to praise and I knew I was in the presence of God, I knew He wanted me to pray for my husband. And when I started to pray for my husband, I didn't see a change and I wanted to give up. And he asked me to continue standing. He asked me to stay. He asked me to continue praying. I said, God, I'm going to obey you. I don't know why you want me to do this, but I know there's something you want me to learn. I know there's something you want me to do. And I found out that I was unforgiving. I found out there was some healing I needed to do. I found out there was so much more in the Word of God that I did not understand. I was a preacher. I was teaching the Word, and there was so much I didn't understand about getting my own healing, not being judgmental, and how hard it is to do something like get off drugs, how hard it is to break an addiction. And he taught me how to lay hands on my husband. He taught me how to pray over him. And I'm just pleading with individuals, like the woman who inboxed me and said, I heard what you said, and now I'm going to stay. She knew God told her to stay. Her heart didn't want to stay. Her mind didn't want to stay. I'm sure there are friends and family that don't want her to stay. But I'm telling you, if you know for sure that God said to stay with your husband, help me tip number one. If God said to stay, you have to obey. It's not about what do I need to do to get out of it. It's about asking God, what do I need to do to stay in it? What do I need to do to get the strength to be obedient? What do I need to do to resist my own flesh? I had to fast. I had to pray. I had to apologize when I didn't want to apologize. I had to plead with God for enough strength to go one more day. But I'm pleading with you, just like she stayed, it's one day at a time. Every reconciliation deserves our celebration. If you are knowing that God said, this is your spouse, if you know that God promised you a spouse and you're getting weary in well-doing, I'm telling you, prepare for your blessing. Helpmeets that are future helpmeets, prepare to be a helpmeet. It is a difficult task, but it is one that I am honored to say I'm a helpmeet suitable, and I'm going to continue working to be a helpmeet suitable. If God told you to stay, I know it hurts when they've committed adultery. I know it hurts when you don't know where they are. I went months without knowing where my husband was. I went weeks without hearing from him. I couldn't reach him by phone, and I know the frustration of that. I know the embarrassment of someone saying, I saw your car at the dope house. I know those types of phone calls. But let me tell you, nothing is compared to what I see now as we help other marriages make it. As we speak and preach and teach and prophesy and pray for people and say, hold on to your relationships, hold on to God's word. This isn't even about the marriage as much as it is about being obedient to God's word. So I looked up a scripture, and I know we know the scripture to obey is better than sacrifice. But today I want to share with you Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse 67 in the Amplified Version says, before I was afflicted and I went astray, but now I keep and honor your word with loving obedience. Ah, Jesus, we've got to obey God's word with loving obedience. We have to know that Jesus had a hard road. There was nothing easy about what he had to do, but he obeyed. He was beaten. He was embarrassed. And I'm not saying we need to be beaten. I'm saying there are times when this will be tough. I'm trying to teach and mentor as many helpmeets as I possibly can, because women keep telling me it's too hard. I know God told me to stay, but I can't do it. I know God told me to stay, but I haven't heard from him. I know God told me to stay, but he keeps hurting me. This month's topics will be forgiving over and over. I know how hard that is. But the Bible says that we must forgive 70 times 7 in a day. In a day. I know we hear that scripture, but do you forgive 70 times 7? And if not, we have to ask God, teach me how to forgive. Don't say I won't do it. Don't say it's too hard. Just say, God, show me how to do it. Give me the strength to do it. Give me the resources to do it. That's why he told me I had to get the information in a book. I didn't want to tell the world what went on with me. I could have moved on and had a great marriage all on my own. But God said to tell people what I showed you, to tell people what I asked you to do, to show them and teach them and mentor them. So I am pleading with you if you know God told you to stay. Help me, tip number one, if you know it, when you close your eyes and when you pray and when you get in the presence of God, is he telling you to stay in your marriage? Is he telling you to go back to your husband? Whatever he's telling you to do, he's going to give you the resources. He's going to provide you the information. People are not seeing this broadcast by accident. People are not following our ministry by accident. They're following because they know marriage is difficult. I'm not even saying everyone's marriage is difficult. I'm not even saying your marriage is in trouble. You may have a wonderful marriage, but let me tell you, marriage is hard. And if you are in a great marriage, you want it to be better. So I want to mentor as many helpmeets as possible. I'm not saying I know everything, but I know what God downloaded into me, and I know my purpose. My pain has purpose. My pain, my nights of crying and weeping and asking God why and asking him for strength now has a purpose. When a woman can tell me that she was going to leave her husband until she heard my husband's testimony, until she heard what we said, I know we're on the right track. I know the devil is mad, and he should have killed me when he had the chance. He tried to kill me and he was not successful. It's too late now. It's too late now. So my voice will be heard. The helpmeets will rise up. The priests, the prophets, and kings will rise up, but we are going to be helpmeets suitable. We're going through this book. You get the information, the inside story. I'm very transparent. I want to help as many helpmeets as possible. Tag a helpmeet. Let them know. Do helpmeet parties. Get some people together at your church, women's groups. We've got to win back marriages. I'm excited about what God is doing. I know there's more reconciliation and more marriages that will be restored. I'm declaring marriages will be restored. But your declaration today, help me, is if God says stay, I will obey. I know it's a long motto for today. I know it's a long declaration for today, but if God says stay, I must obey. I must obey his word. I must tap into what he's telling me to do. I must find the resources, the counseling, a prayer partner that's not going to tell me to leave. If I know God's voice and I know I heard him, I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. I'm going to read. I'm going to get whatever I need to do what God says do. Why would he tell you to stay if he wasn't going to be with you? He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. I know it's tough, but let's band together, help meets. And as other marriages are restored, we're going to send out other women to mentor, to pray for others. We've got to do this to save our families. We've got to do this to snatch back marriages from the hands of the enemy. If God says stay, I must obey. Thank you all for declaring with me. Make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, that you put your notifications on when we're on. I want to openly and publicly thank my husband. It is very, very difficult for him to share his private information, our private and his private struggle. Our private information is so hard to say, but we do it because God said so. And he gives us the strength every time to get online and tell people, if he said to stay, obey. God didn't give me a timeline. God didn't say you have to do it for this amount of time. He said, if you want my perfect will, then you will stay with him. You will pray. I'll give you the strength. It was a 12-year process, back and forth and separations. And no, I didn't want to do it. And no, I didn't like him anymore. I had to learn to love him. All of that information is in my book and in the workbook. Please go to our website, GeraldandYvette.com. If you can't get the book or the webinar, there are broadcasts on our website for you to get the strength you need. We want you to have the strength to have the marriage you deserve. And I know how difficult this journey might be. I know how hard it is to become a helpmeet suitable, and it's a changing task. It's a weighty task, but it's a task that we have to count and honor. So thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for coming together. I'm doing everything we can to train up more so I can impart into you and you can impart into someone else. So I'm going to read this scripture again because it's gotten me excited. Psalm 119 and 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. You may be going astray. You may think it's time to give up. You may think that today is the last day. If he doesn't come home by this weekend, if he doesn't get better, if he doesn't stop doing what he's doing, I'm leaving. I'm asking you, I'm begging you to change it. Change that declaration to, God, if you want me to stay, teach me what to do. If you want me to stay, give me the strength to stay. If you want me to pray for him, give me the words to pray. Get the book. Pray out of the book until God gives you the prayers you need. Use the strategies I use until the Holy Spirit downloads your own personal strategies for you. Psalm 119 and 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep and honor your word. Honor your word with loving obedience. With loving obedience. With loving obedience. If you are a future help me, I need you to come and get this training so you don't have to go through what most of us have had to go through to have the marriage that God has ordained. It should not be this difficult, but we need more preparation. We need more revelation. We need more information. I didn't know where to go. I'm not saying no one was teaching it. I'm just saying I didn't know where to go. But what I learned, I promised God. What I learned that I would share, and we're doing just that. So thank you so much. Please be obedient. The enemy no longer has a hold. We're declaring his hold is off. We are ripping his hold off of marriages, and we're coming together and demanding that our families get healed, demanding that nothing will stop us from having the marriages we need to do the work of the kingdom, to help our children grow up in families that have marriages that represent the kingdom. Get the book, get what you need. Ask God for the finances for counseling. Ask God for the finances for books. If you are able to help another help me, I've had lots of women do scholarships and they've sown seed so that other women can take webinars, so that other women can get the book. If you are able to do that and you want to sow a seed, we are good ground for marriage restoration. We are good ground for teaching deliverance. And we have had women sow seeds who are believing God for their marriage, and they're sowing seeds so others can get on the webinars. If that is you, please go to our website, because faith without works is dead. So this time for work. It is time to do what God says do. So if God said to stay, help me tip number one. I don't know that I've ever named a help me tip number one, but for me, this is help me tip number one. If God says stay, we must obey. Go to our website, GeraldandYvette.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for sharing and tagging other help meets. I'm fired up today. The enemy has no hold. He's canceled in the name of Jesus. The help meets are rising up. We are claiming back our husbands. We are claiming back our families. We will not be held down. We will not shut down. We will not give up. We are holding on to the promises of God, and he told us to be obedient, and we know obedience is better than sacrifice. So we are loving God. We are honoring God. We are sacrificing. We're doing whatever we need to do to stay with our husbands. We're doing what we need to do to get strong enough to stand. We're doing what we need to do to be able to pray over them and declare over them and become helpmeet suitable. And I cancel the assignment of weariness and tiredness. I cancel the assignment of the give up spirit. No longer will we give up. We're going to fight for our marriages. We're going to fight for what God says is what he needs and what he wants in the earth realm. We're declaring that we will have God's perfect will. We will have what God says belongs to the kingdom, and that's the kingdom family in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So glad you joined me. do everything you can, not only to become a helpmeet suitable, but to help others become helpmeet suitable as well. This is Yvette Benton, the helpmeet suitable woman of God, ready to fight the devil for kingdom families. Thanks for joining me.